Hey everybody, welcome back to Latter Day Hunting. It's been a little while, but we're excited to be here. How you doing, Doug?
I'm excited to be here and to be alive.
Be alive.
I'm feeling it tonight, baby.
Ooh, la la. Too bad it's just us in here. Yeah.
We're going to start this episode with a soapbox. I was talking to a friend on the phone. He left the company I work for, and he's super happy where he's at. And he pursued, like, a passion of his. And, like, this guy's always telling me, like, to go after what you want. And, like, I'm just going to throw this out here, people. You need to be out there. You need to be making money, guys. Like, no girl wants to find a guy that can't hold a job down or can't support her, but do what makes you feel, like, alive. Do what makes you feel, like, we're not just here to sit and watch Netflix, you know? Like, do stuff that, like, you're passionate about.
Oh, for sure. And on a side note, I know Doug was talking to the guys. To the ladies, you know how unattractive it is to hear that a girl sits at home and watches Netflix
all day,
every day? Like, it's fun to do it with friends and once in a while. And I binge shows.
So I binge.
I do it every once in a while. But if it's all the time and like, oh yeah, I just watch Netflix. I'm like, well, what else do you do? No, nothing. Like maybe hang out with friends. You know how unattractive that is?
Oh, yeah. I talked to a girl just this week and she was like, actually, she listens to our podcast, but so maybe I shouldn't bring this up. Just, I want to echo that point. Like we all, relaxing, binge watching, it's a part of life. It's a part of our modern life, but if you don't have something that drives you, if you don't have something that you're working towards, I'm not interested in you.
Oh, no.
And if you're interested in someone that is that way, then you're boring yourself.
It's true.
Anyway. I'm feeling good.
He's feeling great. I'm not feeling too good today. I got a heavy heart. I got a headache, too. It's been a weird day.
Yeah, Trayvon's been down for a few days.
Yeah, I've been down for, and I'll explain why. So, I'm going to give a little backstory to this, to what I'm going to bring up in the subject of the day.
Okay.
Because I'm going to keep it real, and I'm going to try to keep it raw and be a little emotional here, just because, like, people that know me, I don't really show that much emotion. I'm really cavalier, I'm told, and just kind of joke it.
Joke
about it.
He does.
And I try to play it off like it doesn't bug me, but this really bugged me. It was last Saturday. So anyway, little context to this, and I'm not going to use any names, so if the person's listening, oh, by the way, we're recording, like, right next to the front door, so if you hear people walking in and out, like this sexy man, Dallin. Don't worry about it. Anyway, I'm going to give a little context to this story, and not use any names, and if the person's listening, I'm not really sorry because nobody knows who you are unless you go around telling people, which is not really my fault, is it?
No, and by the way, we're not sorry because this was weird.
Yeah, this was incredibly weird, and I don't really know what I did to merit this. So, a couple months ago, maybe 2 months ago, I go to an activity, and I see this girl, we're at the activity, we do the group thing together, and then at the end of the activity, I was like, hey, it'd be fun to go out sometime, just as friends. But I said, hey, it'd be fun to go out sometime. Are you interested? Like, what's your number? And she looked horrified at the idea, like shocked at the idea that I would ask her out.
Yeah.
And I remember I told Doug this right after it happened.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, this is weird. And then she was like, you know what? I don't really want to. And I'm not going to give her reasons because they're semi-personal and it would kind of give away the person too. But they were valid reasons. I'm like, cool. Okay. And she went on for like 5 to 10 minutes explaining to me why she didn't want to. And I'm like, cool. Like when you said no the first time, I wasn't even going to ask questions.
Right.
Like, it's not really any of my business. But she was like, oh, we should definitely hang out sometime and go do something. And I'm like, okay, I honestly just asked you out as a friend to get to know you better. Because Doug knows this. I do that occasionally. I'll take somebody out, even if I'm not interested, get to know them better, develop friendship.
Yeah.
Or even see if there might potentially be something, but not like banking on it. not looking for the love of my life on this one. And she said no, whatever. A little while after that, maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks, she hits me up out of the blue and says, hey, do you want to do something this weekend? And since I have a daughter, weekends are a little difficult for me. And I was like, sure, just let me know and I'll get a babysitter and we'll go out and we'll hang out. And she was like, yeah, I have a friend in town and we're going to hang out. And the day came and I was like, hey, are we still doing something after getting a babysitter and jumping through those hoops? And she said, oh, actually, something came up last minute. Sorry. And then she sent me another text about how she has a boyfriend and about how, like, I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah.
It was just weird. The whole thing about explaining to me how she has a boyfriend. I'm like, okay, like, I don't really need this explanation.
Right. It was like the same thing that happened the first time they met. And he told me this all along the way. She hit him up.
Yeah.
He did not solicit this.
No. And so this is what it comes down to. I didn't speak to her for like a month. Not out of anger or anything.
Just didn't care.
I was just like, okay, whatever. I just don't think about it sometimes. Yeah. Doug knows this. I'm very aloof in a lot of ways. Even my best friends know this. Like, there was a while, like, I would only visit my best friends once a year. Not because I was mad at them or anything. I just wouldn't think about it. Which makes me an awful friend. Sorry, Peyton. And so I didn't talk to her for about a month. And this is what I get last Saturday.
Yeah.
It says, hey, just so it was obvious, and as I said before, I was never interested in you, and I didn't plan on dating you. I didn't find you attractive, and I didn't think about dating you. Please don't talk to me again. And I'm like, what? What just happened? Because I didn't talk to her for a month. I'm like, what? Was coming at me like saying she wasn't attracted to me, which I wasn't expecting she was.
Right.
But it was one of those things like, whoa, where'd this come from? I actually messaged her back and said, I honestly don't know how to respond to this. And I said, are you sure this text was meant for me? Because I honestly don't know what's going on. And she said, I just wanted to make it clear that I was never interested because in my last text, all I was trying to do was set you up with my friend who was in town. Sorry again. I'll see you again, or I'll see you around church.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? So I responded with, I feel like I'm missing pieces of this story, but I got the message pretty clear the first time when you told me you weren't interested and never held that against you. Hence why I never asked you out again or pushed the subject. Sorry if I hurt your feelings somehow. Hope things go well for you.
Right. Very, very positive.
I tried to be really nice with that. And that's where the conversation ended. But this is where I'm at. I'm like, what happened? Because it rattled me for a while to have somebody just out of the blue. I don't know. I felt attacked.
A little bit, yeah.
I felt like it was this personal attack just coming after me. I don't even know what I said. Because the only thing that... And I think Doug can vouch for this. The only thing I remember saying about the situation was, and I can't remember if I was joking or not. I'm pretty sure I was joking. I said, I didn't think I found myself so unattractive that someone would look horrified that I would ask them out.
Right. And it was completely joking. I don't know. I actually, Traven was texting me while she was kind of sending these messages. And I, like, the first thought was, this is to the wrong person. Like,
right?
He was so far removed, like 4 or 5 weeks removed, and then just out of nowhere. And it's like,
I haven't even seen her.
No.
Like,
we have no
texted her, seen her, nothing.
So something triggered. I don't know what happened. All I know is that we need to talk about it.
Yeah, because, like, honestly, it was really hurtful. It hurt me in a lot of ways, because when you get something like that out of the blue, it's like, wow, am I not really worth somebody else's time? Like, do people feel the need to attack me? And even that attractive part, it's like, nobody wants somebody to jump down your throat and like, I don't find you attractive at all.
Right. And, okay, so let's say you guys have more of a history. You've gone out a couple times. You have a little bit of history of quote-unquote off and on. Maybe, you know, eventually you finally sit down and tell someone how you really feel, or you're like, you know, I'm just not that attracted to you. But such a lack of communication, such a lack of involvement, and then all, and then you're just going to throw that at someone?
Right.
That's like, hey, you ugly. It really is.
Yeah. That's like you're walking down the street and girls walk by and they look at you and they start laughing and you don't know what they're laughing about.
And you're like, hey.
Till you realize you poured like hot chocolate all down your front. And then it looks like there's a hole in the cup. Pants. Yeah. You're just like, oh gosh.
Yeah, but so we kind of want to talk about like these weird or like, let's call it hurtful. So like dating etiquette?
Yeah. Not even dating etiquette. Well, yeah, dating etiquette. I like that.
So,
I like that term.
So dating etiquette. So we've talked about a lot of stupid stuff and we had Candace on and that was a freaking blast. And we're planning on maybe inviting her, trying to get some other people because it's just fun.
Yeah.
But our stories are comical, but at the end of the day, we're humans. We believe very much in Heavenly Father and a plan for us. And I don't think we should be in the business of hurting people. That being said, you can't avoid hurt in a dating situation. But what I mean is malicious or purposely hurting someone else.
Right. Like, it's one of those things, be aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure that she didn't try to hurt me with that. Maybe she did. I don't know. I honestly don't
know. Right. We don't know her intentions. We haven't heard her side.
But at the same time, like, you have to be aware of some of these things. Like, I was actually talking to a friend, might have even been last night or last week or something, where her ex-boyfriend was telling her about going on 2 dates in 1 day, and I'm like, what is wrong with some people? And how he was explaining about how he was late to 1 date and he felt bad. And I'm like, you know what? Honestly, if you're going on multiple dates during the day, like, it's whatever.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to judge you.
No.
I've done it. I've done a lot of things, messed up things, and I feel very sorry for the people I hurt.
Right.
But, like, to go telling somebody you've dated or telling other people you've dated, it's hurtful.
It is. And what it is emotional ammo. It's emotional ammunition. And I just want to play devil's advocate for a second because I've been in a relationship for a long time. And when you feel hurt or when you feel vulnerable, you do say hurtful things. So we're not discussing like you've been with someone for a long time and you get upset and you say something you don't mean. Right. That's a whole nother circumstance. We're talking about casual or beginning dating and just not having good etiquette and not doing it the proper way.
Yeah. And I'm guilty of this. I can't speak for Doug. I'm guilty of some of these things where I just don't even realize it. Where
of course.
I say something, and my mom actually told me I am the best at destroying a relationship in one line. This is coming from my mother. Then again, I'm her least favorite child. So,
but
saying a lot about me.
That's like a resume skill.
Right? But no, it's just one of those things where you'll say something just trying to be yourself, and it hurts. So it's hard to describe because I'm trying to think of a tangible story where I've done that early on. I'm usually the one, like, you're in it for a while and I say something really stupid and just demolish the relationship.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of an example of a positive one that I've had. And I would like to highlight to those of you that are listening, if you listen, Trayvon isn't making up his responses. Each time he was trying very, very hard to stay positive and to stay neutral.
Yeah.
And it just kept getting drived in his, it just kept getting put in his face that she doesn't want to go out with him. Great.
Yeah. I don't know. Actually, on a side note, I don't know why that keeps happening to me. Not that they don't want to go out with me. It's whatever. People don't want to go out with me. That's fine. But when somebody says no and they have to spend 10 minutes explaining to me why they said no, I'm like, you said no.
Yeah.
Like, if you give me one or two lines after that, oh, yeah, great. You're interested in someone else. You're not interested in me romantically. I'd be like, oh, yeah, whatever.
Accepted.
But when you go 10 minutes.
Yeah. It's salt in a wound.
Yeah, just keep driving that point into my gut. Like, I'm sitting there already keeled over, like tail tucked between my legs, trying to limp away, and you're just stomping on my tail and kicking me in the gut as I'm trying to limp away.
It really is, though. And so let's talk. I mean, let's talk about this. And I think most important, the point I want to drive with dating etiquette is, we're not perfect. No one's perfect. When your heart gets involved, when emotions get involved, it's hard to control yourself. You're not always thinking in a logical, I'm going to sit down and think this out way. But if we are adults, and if we premeditate what we should and should not do, then we can avoid situations like what happened to Traven.
Dude, I got another situation. You remember over the summer I took that girl to the concert?
Yes.
I'm going to explain.
Oh, okay. This one was, yeah. And I have an awkward dating etiquette story as well.
Yeah. So this girl, she, like, we actually knew each other years before. She went on a mission. I knew her before her mission because she was in one of my classes and I just forgot about it. And then I got married and divorced and she came back from the mission and...
Anyway, yeah, reconnected.
Yeah, we reconnected through mutual.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? He's mutual, guys. Even though I don't use mutual anymore, I don't even... Anyway, we'll talk about that another day. So, what was I saying? Concert. So, I'm talking to this girl where she is, like, super flirty with me.
Okay.
I mean, super, super flirty with me the whole way. I'm like, she's interested.
On the car ride.
This is great. No, like, the conversation before. Sorry. Oh, messaging each other before.
Okay.
You know what we talked about with Candace? It was, like, back and forth, like...
Wink emojis.
Yeah. Talking about kissing, talking about, like, all the stuff. And... I'm like, you know what? I'm really interested in her. And I already had tickets to a concert.
Uh-huh.
It was two tickets to Dashboard Confessional.
Oh, and yes. Rejects. Yes.
And it was awesome show, by the way.
Yeah.
But she was like, oh my gosh, I love All American Rejects. And I was like, oh, awesome. We should go.
Uh-huh.
And so I show up. I pick her up. We met at the mall, Southtown Mall, because we were going to Sandy Amphitheater.
Okay.
And I pick her up. And we're heading down there, and we're walking in, and she's telling me, like, actually, I don't really know any of their songs. And I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. And we go in there, and we're talking, we're hanging out, and the show starts, and it's an incredible show.
Okay.
So good. All American Rejects killed it. She doesn't know a single word to any of their songs. I'm like, were you ever 12 years old? Like,
do you not remember the Go-Kart album?
Right?
Everyone knows that.
Dude, even if you knew Dirty Little Secret.
Right.
Which was on the radio forever.
Forever. Oh, okay.
Or Give You Hell or whatever that
song's called. Yeah. Okay, side note. Took them way too long to come out with their second album.
It really did.
Anyway, doesn't know a word.
It was great, though. That second album was great. Anyway, yeah. So she doesn't know a word, and I'm like, cool, whatever. And then Dashboard comes on, and you know what? Early Dashboard stuff, I don't even remember that stuff, because it's not super memorable.
True. I remember it, but that was because my older sister... Anyway.
Yeah. And I'm like, cool, we're having a good time. She's, like, not even into it at all.
Not dancing.
Not into me, not just, like, arms folded. And I'm like, you don't have to be all over me or anything, but you would think you told me you enjoyed the bands, or at least All American Rejects. You're not dancing. You're not having fun.
Yeah.
You're being super weird about it. It's not like I'm draping myself over her.
No.
I think I gave her a side hug or the bump. I did do the bump.
Oh, yeah.
And she wasn't into it. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
It's not working. Not working. And it was hot and sweaty out there, but it's a concert, so what were you expecting?
Exactly.
We're having a good... Or I'm having a good time, at least. I was enjoying it a lot. And so afterward, I'm like, hey, do you want to get some ice cream? And she's like, no, actually, I need to go home because I got to get up super early. And I was like, cool, we went to a concert. It's kind of late anyway.
Right.
I'll just take you back to your car. And she went home. And I'm like, cool. So I text her the after date text that we talked about. I was like, hey, thanks for coming. We should go out again sometime. And she texts me back. I wish I took a screenshot of this.
Yeah.
She texts me back with this huge explanation about how she didn't want to see me anymore. It wasn't super rude, but she didn't want to see me anymore. She was seeing another guy. She, and all this stuff about how she didn't want to go out with me again.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I was upset. Maybe I didn't have, you know what, comment to me. Send me a message to see if I was in the wrong. But I was upset that she said yes to going to the concert when she already was dating another guy.
Yes.
And a concert's not a little thing. It was kind of a big first date.
It is. It's.
But I needed somebody to go.
And but like, she kept talking about how into it she was. And it sounds like when you were going back and forth, she was looking for an event or something that you had in common to go out with you.
Yeah. So I'm like, why did you lie about that?
Yeah.
Why
did you? That's so misleading.
Go to this concert and not even enjoy it.
Yeah.
I had a friend, too, that. I didn't know if the girl was going to go with me because she was kind of being on the fence about it a little bit. Like, oh, I might have plans. I might not. And like, cool, whatever. And I told this friend, hey, will you be the backup? And my friend would have loved that show.
Yeah.
But I was like, hey, sorry. And my friend actually said, I hope she gets bitten by a skunk or something so she can't go. And I was like, well, that's incredibly weird. But
yeah. Do they bite? Like.
You think so?
Okay. I know raccoons do.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I specifically remember a skunk and biting. I'm like, what? So why, like, lying about that?
Yeah.
Is the worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
If you're not into it, just say, hey, maybe it'll be better if you take somebody else.
Of course.
I don't know the bands. This sounds like a big thing. Maybe we can go out and get ice cream or something else sometime.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Whatever. At least for me. I don't know how other guys respond. But me, and it sounds like Doug's... I'm forgetting the words in English. Spanish popped in my head for some reason. Doug is also in agreeance. That's the word. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Keep laughing at me.
Let me tell you one of my dating etiquette examples. So I was at my sister's house in Sugar House, and she lived with a few roommates, and it was a really good spot to hang out because girls from their ward would come over, and I was like the little bro, but it wasn't like the 14-year-old little bro. It was like the, I am going places, have a full-time job. So I would hang out, and I remember this girl came over, and she was really cute, and I was like, all right. And we're talking, and there's other people in the room, but I'm like sensing this vibe, right? And I'm like, all right, cool. So
feel the energy.
I get her number, and I'm like, yeah, we should go on a date. And she's like, yeah, for sure. Call her up, ask her to go out. We line it up. We go to dinner, and this will have to be covered in more detail on a different episode because I've had a lot, or maybe we can talk about it, but I've had a lot of experiences where a long conversation, let me rephrase, a long, good, involved conversation in the car after a date never, like, is always a bad thing for me. Like, it's always like...
That's actually the truth.
Yeah.
You're like,
we could have the so best bizarre. Time... We could talk about the spirit. We could, like, connect. And then it's like, they never want to talk to me again. And I don't get it. And I'm like, is this too much? Are they faking it?
It is seriously the most bizarre thing. I don't know what happens. But I wish I could sit in the back seat and monitor just to see, like...
It really could just be me, like, being into it. But I'm like, I'm not begging these people to leave. Like, or I mean, that's not what I meant. I'm not, like... locking them in the car. They can leave at any time. Okay. So we go out to dinner, have a decent time, and then we end up talking in her driveway for an hour and a half. It's a great conversation from my side. And then, okay, she goes in. And I'm like, I had a pretty good time. I would like to get to know this girl better. Call her up. She doesn't answer. I leave a message. She sends me a text and she's like, hey, I got your message. Yeah, that would be okay. Like in referring to going out again, but let me check my calendar. Or no, that's not what happened. She answered, said, I'm not quite sure. Let me get back to you. The following day, I get a text message. Hey, I'm really sorry about last night. I should have just told you. I'm not really interested. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, really? Because I remember like telling my sister about this. There are three things that she could have done.
Yeah.
Number one, not let the phone ring, not respond.
Right.
Number two, send a text message between first and second dates or whatever and say, hey, I had a great time. I just really see us as friends.
Right. Which means that's no go.
Which is no go.
Yeah.
Or answered the phone when I called or not. Well, she did. Own up to it and just say, like, I know it takes guts. You don't want to hurt people's feelings, but just be like, hey, I'm so glad you called. I'm not interested. Right. But I went to bed that night, not that I thought I'd marry this girl, but I went to bed that night thinking, oh, she'll get back to me and we'll go out later. And then it was like this backhand that didn't need to happen. And it's like Traven and I have said, I'm 28 years old. I've been rejected enough times that you don't need to hold my hand through rejecting me.
We're pretty resilient.
just say no.
Yeah.
Just say no.
Even...
just say, Doug, I don't want to go out with you. And I'll be like, oh, that hurts, but I understand.
Right. You know what? And if they do take it really wrong, because there are some younger guys out there, or immature guys, even our age,
yes,
that take it very poorly. Even if they do, don't mislead them. Because if you mislead them, it'll all be dumped on you, and then it will turn it into a bigger thing than it has to be.
Right.
Because if you say no, they'll just kind of slunk away. Like I was saying, tail between your legs. Like, yeah. Oh, no. No.
Yeah. And, like, getting back to, like, the dating etiquette concept. There are, you know, it's a case-by-case basis. Maybe you're dating a psycho. Maybe you went on a date with a freaking psycho and you need to get out.
Yeah.
Then, please, don't respond. But we're talking in general here. Where people are going out of their way to do things that extenuate the circumstance and make it worse than it needs to be. If she didn't have a good time with me, then that doesn't mean that I'm a bad person, that she's a bad person. All it means is she's not into me.
Which is fine.
It is fine. We are fine. We talked in a couple episodes ago, we talked about dating multiple people. Be upfront. Tell people that, you know, if a girl says, hey, are you seeing other people? Don't lie to her.
No.
That's not going to get you anywhere.
At the same time, you don't want to be super descriptive.
You don't.
Usually you just want to say, like, oh, you know what? I'm dating around.
Or if someone says, do you have plans this weekend? Say, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm not going on a date. Oh, yeah, I'm going to catch a concert. If they delve into it, then you can say, yeah, I'm going with someone else. But most of the time, if you say, I'm going to such and such, people go, cool, have a good time.
Yeah. They usually don't invite themselves, which when they do invite themselves, super awkward conversation.
Right.
Like,
You're like,
And then you're like, you know what, I'm actually going with somebody else.
Like a friend?
Like a good friend.
I didn't want to have to say this to you, but I'm more attracted to this person than I am you.
Oh my gosh, you know how hurtful that would be? That'd be awful.
Right, which is exactly what we're talking about. But there's people out here that are doing these things. Right.
You know what? I'm going to give some practical tips.
Okay.
Some things to think about, like maybe even a checklist of what you can go through so you're not unintentionally or intentionally hurting people.
Okay.
Okay. One, don't lie to people. Like, lying is the worst.
Yeah.
You don't have to delve into every specific detail of everything that you're doing. Just don't lie.
Yeah.
Okay. And two, say, if I were to listen to this, would it hurt my feelings given the circumstances?
Mm-hmm.
If I were into somebody and they were totally just like, or even not into somebody, like my situation where
You really didn't know.
I was just kind of like, oh, cool, she's a nice person. It'd be fun to get to know her a little bit better over, like, you know, the ice cream or whatever I do.
Yeah.
Like, in their shoes, given the context and circumstances, would this hurt me? And three, don't make it worse. Just say, yeah. Will this make it worse?
Do not compound the problem. Sometimes by skidding, by trying to like go sideways at something or kind of half tell the truth
take
or
the easy way
take
out.
The easy way out, it makes the situation worse. We're not, I don't know if Traven agrees with this, but we're not saying pull punches. If you've gone out with a guy, or guys, if you've gone out with a girl 3 times and you're not interested anymore and they're not getting the hint, you might have to say something like, you might have to have a face-to-face conversation.
Right.
Or a phone call that you like express feelings. But what we are saying is don't tell half truths. Like, it's annoying.
Right. It's just, yeah, it's inappropriate, it's annoying, and it's just not the way to go, people. Not the way to go.
It's not. And I know this has been a kind of a serious episode. You guys are probably like, where's the funny stuff? But this is why we started this podcast.
We had some funny stuff.
I mean, Dallin just walked through for the second time, and he hates this so bad.
Oh my gosh, I wanted to comment again when he walked through and say, look at that sexy man go.
But like, this is why we're here. Like, I'm not 21 anymore. Like, we're speaking from experience. The whole premise of this was a little bit older. Traven's been through some bad, like a marriage, a divorce.
Good times.
We have perspective. 21-year-old Doug was like texting one girl, saying something, having her come over, making out. It was fun. I'm not gonna lie. It was a good time of my life. But now, that's not it. And mutual respect. Okay, making friends is hard enough. Dating is 3 times harder.
Oh yeah,
like 3 times more awkward, 3 times more difficult. And let's just be happy together.
And even when you try to make friends, they're like making it difficult because they think you want to date them.
Right.
And you're just like, oh yeah. Anyway, that was a more serious episode. We appreciate you guys listening. Be sure to send us comments, send us your own thoughts, or even a story. You know what? I like stories when you guys send us stories and talk about it.
Yeah.
Those are fun. We should, like, if you guys send us stories, we'll read some of these and talk about them.
We will devote an episode to feedback just about following up on people's first kiss stories, their, like, awkward first dates. We would love to just have a screen in front of us where we're reading funny stuff. That would be hilarious.
Oh, that would be so fun.
But, yeah, like Traven said, serious episode. This is what we're here for. And hopefully... Okay, one more thing. Why do I have these 2-hour conversations in the car?
Dude, we're going to have to talk about that sometime. Because, like, what happens? Because I've had long conversations. I'm sure many of you listeners have had long conversations, but it like leads to something. And you're just like, oh man, we had the most perfect conversation under the stars, sitting in a park, hanging out on the bench, cutting
hands. No. We look. Don't I tell you this every time?
Yeah.
Isn't it like, you're like, how'd it go? And I'm like, oh, you know, this was okay, but we had this great conversation. We were sitting in my car for 3 hours.
Dude. You're just going to have to stop doing that.
I am going to take them back to their car or to their house, and I am not getting out.
You're going to, like, just kick them out the door and be like, okay, it was fun, but we got to cut this off or something's going to happen. We're going to be here for another 2 hours, and then you're going to wake up the next morning and figure you don't like me anymore.
It's seriously, like, bizarro world. I don't get it. Anyway, hey, guys, we'll come back at you later.
Bye.
See ya.